Chapter 2. To the angel of the congregation in Ephesus write, These are the things that he says who holds the seven stars in his right hand, he who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, and your labor and endurance, and that you cannot bear bad men, and that you put those to the test who say they are apostles, but they are not, and you found them liars. You are also showing endurance, and you have borne up for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. Nevertheless, I hold this against you, that you have left the love you had at first. Therefore remember from what you have fallen, and repent and do the former deeds. If you do not, I am coming to you, and I will remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Still, you do have this, that you hate the deeds of the sect of Nicolaus, which I also hate. Let the one who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. To him that conquers I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the congregation in Smyrna write, These are the things that he says, the first and the last, who became dead and came to life again. I know your tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and the blasphemy by those who say they themselves are Jews, and yet they are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of the things you are about to suffer. Look, the devil will keep on throwing some of you into prison, that you may be fully put to the test, and that you may have tribulation 10 days. Prove yourself faithful even to death, and I will give you the crown of life. Let the one who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. He that conquers will by no means be harmed by the second death. And to the angel of the congregation in Pergamum write, These are the things that he says who has the sharp, long, two-edged sword. I know where you are dwelling, that is, where the throne of Satan is, and yet you keep on holding fast my name, and you did not deny your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, the faithful one, who was killed by your side, where Satan is dwelling. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, that you have there those holding fast the teaching of Balaam, who went teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication. So you also have those holding fast the teaching of the sect of Nicolaus likewise. Therefore repent. If you do not, I am coming to you quickly, and I will war with them with the long sword of my mouth. Let the one who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. To him that conquers I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white pebble, and upon the pebble a new name written, which no one knows except the one receiving it. And to the angel of the congregation in Thyatira write, These are the things that the Son of God says, He who has his eyes like a fiery flame, and his feet are like fine copper. I know your deeds, and your love and faith and ministry and endurance, and that your deeds of late are more than those formerly. Nevertheless, I do hold this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and misleads my slaves to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent, but she is not willing to repent of her fornication. Look, I am about to throw her into a sickbed, and those committing adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds. And her children I will kill with deadly plague, so that all the congregations will know that I am he who searches the kidneys and hearts. And I will give to you individually according to your deeds. However, I say to the rest of you who are in Thyatira, all those who do not have this teaching, the very ones who did not get to know the deep things of Satan, as they say, I am not putting upon you any other burden. Just the same, hold fast what you have until I come. And to him that conquers and observes my deeds down to the end, I will give authority over the nations, and he shall shepherd the people with an iron rod, so that they will be broken to pieces like clay vessels, the same as I have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. Let the one who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the congregations.